Hi, you're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website, www.lmc.org.au.
So, the foundation of a father's legacy. Continuing on with the foundation theme. You know, being a father is a tough job. Do you know that? Tough for us, tough for our kids. It's not like being an apprentice, where on your first day they start you off doing things that you can't wreck. Sweep the floor. Can you go and get me a cup of coffee? It's your job to tidy the lunchroom. You're the apprentice. Or can you go and get me a left-handed screwdriver? Or can you go and find me a bucket of spots for the spot welder? That wasn't well received. How many people know what a spot welder is? They're the only people that laughed. Or you could go down to Bunnings and you could see Chris and Aiden and you could get a pot of striped paint. You see, apprentices often get given miserable tasks, simple tasks, because they're apprentices, especially first-year apprentices. And the last thing the boss wants to do is give an apprentice a job that he's going to wreck. So you get them to do all the dirty work. But unfortunately for our kids, there's no apprenticeship program for fathers. Having had no hands-on experience before, we're put into the deep end. God knows that. He shoves us into the deep end. And he says, it's your job to learn as you go. And that's how it is. I can remember one day, Narelle and I used to... Do you remember this, Narelle? Probably not. You're about 8 weeks old. We used to travel in a pram through the back of Mount Riddle, Graceburn Weir area, and I would walk and pray. And I remember one day literally screaming out to God, God, I've never been a dad before. What do I do? And thank goodness, he said, take the baby back to Chris. As with most things in life, we tend to copy those that have been role models in our lives. We copy our parents, we copy our grandparents, we copy our teachers, we copy our youth leaders. There are so many people that God has put in our lives that have had foundational aspects to us. But obviously, we can't go past God, as we've already heard in that beautiful song, as the best model we can have for fathering. As with everything we do with living, God wants us to enjoy life, enjoy it to the full. And I think being a dad is no different. He wants us to enjoy being a dad. As Christians, God has filled us with his Spirit. He's given us the helper, the counselor, the comforter, the advocate. In short, we have been given every spiritual blessing. We have been given his Spirit to help us do the job that he's called us to do. Therefore, we have access to all of God's attributes living inside us so that we can leave a godly legacy in our children. Attributes like love, kindness, compassion, giving, faithful, merciful, strong, forgiving, caring, ever-present, gracious, powerful, helper and a refuge in the time of trouble. These are all attributes of God which we've been given because we have God's Spirit living within us. See, God sees every pain. He sees every struggle. And I know today, as Chris has already said, that there are people here today and Father's Day is not a happy day for you. You haven't had a good experience. And then there's fathers here and you know that you haven't done as good a job as you should have done. And so Father's Day is not a good day for you either. But I want you to know today that God sees every pain, that God sees every struggle. He knows where we've walked, and thank goodness he's able to heal, restore, and forgive. You know, we don't have to do what some in the world are doing, and that's take fathers and mothers and days with gender out just because we could offend somebody. God is our Father. And we love him for that. And we can honour fathers today, good and bad. We can see God's healing power upon their lives and our lives. And so we can reflect back to God our Father and know that His attributes are true. God can bring blessings from the hardest of places so that we can leave our kids and our grandkids with the best gift of all, a godly legacy. Now I have some questions for you, and I want you just to think about them. I might come out with a microphone soon, I might not, I don't know yet. But these are the questions. What is the best advice your father gave you? What is the best advice your father gave you? Just think about the questions. What is the best advice your father gave you? Another question. What is your favourite memory of your dad? What's your favourite memory of your dad? Not your worst memory of your dad, but your favourite memory of your dad. What about this one? What was a favourite family tradition that you had when you were growing up? Something that you used to do regularly that you look forward to doing. What was a favourite game that you played with your dad? And the last one. What was one special thing you and your dad only did together? Something that your dad did with you. You know, I look around this place and I see some amazing dads. I see kids that are growing up with history, legacies, with incredible truths being sown in their life. I've worked alongside many dads in this place and I've listened to them talk about their dads. We have so much legacy in our lives. Do you remember your granddad? If so, what do you remember him by? Bill Simpson's not here today, but my kids used to go down the beach sometimes with him, or with us down there, and they'd sit on Bill's knee. And if you said to Bill and gave him a cuddle, "I love you," his teeth would fall out. It's true, isn't it? And my kids just loved it. They would sit on his knee, give him a squeeze, "I love you." His teeth would plop out into the sand. He'd pick him up, didn't rub him, just straight back in. Off again, again. You know, the things that we remember. My grandfather, I only remember my grandfather for one spot. I can only remember him once because that was the only time I saw him. He lived in Sydney and he came down and then he died. He came back from the war, but he had a wooden leg. And I remember him sitting in the caravan that my dad made and he picked up a pocket knife and shoved it into his leg and blood came running down. Now, it wasn't blood, it was tomato sauce. But we didn't know he had a wooden leg. Scared the jinkers out of us. Looking back, I wonder every year he got the leg wrong. You see, we have memories. I asked Pastor Oxley a minute ago, what was the best advice your father gave you? And then what was your favourite memory of your dad? And he said, the best advice and the favourite memory are both the same or similar. The best advice he ever gave me was the way I should treat my wife, how to honour my wife. And the best thing that he could remember about his dad was watching his dad look after his wife or his mum. Isn't that incredible? He also gave you some silly advice, Hal. Can you hear me? I remember when I first started here, you didn't particularly have a budget for maintenance. You thought maintenance wasn't a good thing because your father told you you didn't have to do maintenance. In fact, he told you about your car that you only had to worry about the steering and the brakes. Nothing else you had to worry about. And if anything happened, you just lift your bonnet and you stand on the side and scratch your head and somebody will come along and fix the car. I've learned a lot about this man. So we have some good advice and we have some bad advice. Dave Stewart, can you do the microphone? Because I haven't got time. And I don't want to waste energy running up there. Dave Stewart's right at the very back. Dave, I want to know, what was the best advice your dad gave you? quick. Come on, Chris, you have to run.
Giving him thinking time.
A fool and his money are soon parted.
A fool and his money are soon parted. What's your favourite memory of your dad?
Fishing on a river.
Okay. What was a favourite family tradition when you were growing up?
There was no real traditions in our family. Just spending time as a family around the farm.
Spending time together. That's a tradition. Fantastic. One special thing that you and your dad used to do together. Fish? One special thing that you and your dad used to do together.
Nothing I can comes to mind.
Okay. Yeah. Favourite game you play with your dad?
Yeah, be the fishing.
Fishing. Mm. Do you remember your granddad?
Yep.
Okay. One thing that you remember by him? Remember him by?
I only know him as a sick man, so no other memories of him.
Okay. Now, Jack, you're right next to Dad. Jack? Here we go, Jack. Now, honest, Jack. What's the best advice your dad's given you? Quick, Jack.
Nothing really comes to mind.
Okay. Will we keep going, Dave, or do you want to stop there? What's your favourite memory of your dad?
Probably when I was younger and you'd take us out. Like,
man alive,
on his motorbike.
I could give you a whole lot of good memories if you want.
On the back of his motorbike, yeah.
Back of his motorbike. Do you remember your granddad?
Yeah.
Okay, favourite memory of your granddad?
Probably coming out with us recently to auctions and things.
Okay, good stuff. Ross Stewart. Come down to Ross Stewart down here. Okay, Ross, do you remember your granddad?
I had two granddads. I remember them both, but they both died when I was quite young.
So do you have a memory that you can remember them by?
I remember my dad's dad. He lived in Ringwood and we used to go to his place quite often, go out the back and put pennies on the train line.
Mm-hmm. Good. Pennies on train lines. We used to do that, but you're not allowed to do that anymore. Yeah. Don't even have sense anymore. What was the best advice your dad gave you?
No, I was thinking about that before. I'd have to pass. I can't recall.
Okay. Something about work ethic, something about that. Tell me about your dad and tools, work, whatever he's left you with.
Yeah. I used to work with my dad a lot from a young age. He had plenty of tools and he was a worker. And I guess I followed in his footsteps.
Yeah, good stuff. Thank you. You're done. Matt Vincent, you were smiling at me. Come down and do Matt. We'll do a couple more and then we'll come over this side. Bob Toll, you get ready? Bob Toll, you get ready? You awake there, Bob? Righto, Matty. Here we go. The best advice your dad gave you?
Probably pay cash.
Hey, we laugh. But what an incredible good advice. That is a great advice. What's your favourite memory of your dad? Eating ice cream?
Probably we... the bull got out of the farm one day and he was chasing up the street with a stick and it was just a good laugh.
Did you have a favourite family tradition?
Yeah, heading to Marlow up at past August.
Yeah.
Every Christmas holidays.
Yeah, that's great. Special thing that you and Dad used to do or do together?
Probably fishing as well. Yeah, probably head out on the boat.
Favourite game you play with your dad?
Probably spoons. When we were kids, we played spoons. You know, the card game spoons?
No, I don't.
Oh. What a terrible childhood. it was a card game. It was good fun.
Good card game. Okay, yeah. Let's go to Bob Toll.
Good job, man.
On your way over to Bob Toll, stop at Peter Harris. Here he is. He's down here. Favourite memory of your dad?
Probably staying in a caravan. We still always get on the way to Yamba, we'd stay there, never get an ensuite toilet, so in the middle of the night we'd walk to the toilet, and we'd, probably the only time we really talked.
Yeah.
So that was a good memory.
Okay, best advice Dad's given you?
Can't really... we didn't have... apart from that holiday, we never communicated much, so no.
Okay.
Can't think of anything.
All right. Thanks, Pete. Righto, Bob. Last one. Unless somebody else wants to have a go. You want to have a go? You're on, okay? We're coming straight back to you, okay? Good stuff. You're in trouble, Matt. Sorry, Bob. Just having a little bit of a moment down here,
that's
okay?
All right.
That's all right. Okay, Bob, favourite memory of your dad? Now, Bob, we don't want a five-hour story, no, okay?
Very simple. The Cockney rhyming slang he used to use, he used to say, I'm going to put on me tit-for-tat and go to the Lewis, get on the Bread and Jam and go to the Lewis and Witty. Let's put on my hat, get on the tram and go to the city.
Thanks, Bob. What was your favourite game you played with your dad?
We didn't play games. My dad owned taxis and he worked from 6 in the morning till 9 every night. I relatively few times saw him.
Okay. So your grandfather, you remember your granddad?
Yes, I do.
So your favourite memory of your granddad?
Probably just him whistling. Everywhere he whistled. He had a different whistle for every step he took. Amazing man.
Fantastic. And Viv's nodding her head there. Okay, Chris, come down here. I want to ask Levi some questions.
Best advice he ever gave me?
Oh, sorry. The best advice he's ever given you, Bob. I forgot to ask that one.
Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Thanks, Bob. Hey, no prompting him. No. Yes, you were. You were prompting him. Right, Levi, you ready? You ready, Levi? Do you remember your grandfather?
Which one? Yeah.
Okay. And if so, what's the nicest thing that you know about him?
You're funny.
Oh, thank you. Now, wait on. What's one of your dad's silly habits?
Washing us.
Yeah.
Making us get into the car very fast.
And the best advice your dad has ever given you?
Getting into the car very fast.
Okay. Around the lunchtime today, have a chat about some of the legacies. As you can see, there's some rich stories, and there really are some rich stories. There's also some pain there. And, that's obvious. There's some pain there, things that we probably didn't want to or wouldn't want to continue. As we've just seen, the answers from the questions we've had, everyone leaves a legacy, especially to their children. The older I get, the more I find myself repeating or doing something my father taught me, which makes me reflect on the impact that my dad has left in my life. Pastor Oxy used to say to me always, we never escape our parents, and it's true, we don't. And as we get older, we start to recognise more and more of what they've sown into our lives. Proverbs 17:6 says, children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children is their father. Or, in my terms, in the GN version, the fruit of a father is his children's children. And as a grandparent, I'm looking and watching that scripture at work. What type of fruit did I lay into my kids that's now being replicated into my grandkids? And so, fathers, it's not just raising your children. It's raising your children that they might raise their children, because that's what the Bible says is your fruit. In Proverbs 20, it says this, The just, righteous man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. His children are blessed after him. Our children and our grandchildren are not blessed by money or the worldly possessions that we will leave in our will. The Bible says that they're blessed by the legacy we leave them with. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, or when she is old, he will not depart from it." So what are we to train them up in? I thought a lot about this because there's lots of things that we can train them up in. But what is the best legacy that we can leave our children? What is the thing that I think God wants us to train our children up in? I think the thing that God wants us to train them up in is in the godly values that he has that we have. Because they're the things that are going to keep going when we're gone. Godly values that will see them through trials and hardship of life. Godly values that will sustain them in hard economic times. Godly values that will strengthen them in sickness and in health. Godly values that will cause them to pick the right mate for life. Godly values that will show them what a true marriage really looks like. Godly values that will help them to raise our grandchildren and their grandchildren. And so today, as we finish, I would like to say to you the biggest and the best foundational legacy you can leave as parents is to place secure godly values in their life. And the last one, and the most important one, the godly value that will help secure their place with you in heaven. Think about that. The godly value that will secure their place in heaven so that you and them can be together in the future. And so Proverbs 17:6 says, "Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children is their father." I'm wondering if all the fathers would stand, please. I'd just like to pray for you. Father, we sang a song before about the good, good Father. And Lord, I know that there's truth in what is said about the way we're treated by our fathers, the way that reflect back to you. But Lord God, on the same token, I know that you are a healing God. I know that you are a restorative God. And I know that you are a God of new beginnings, and your word says that all things are passed away, and behold, all things are new. And so, Father, I pray that your healing power would flood through everybody today. And that, Lord God, that we would not rob you and your godly characteristics and your beauty and your love for us by allowing the natural to rob us. And so I first of all pray that your healing power would flood into men, into women, Lord God, into children. And secondly, Lord God, I pray that you would overshadow each man right now, whether they be a father or whether they be a grandfather. And Lord God, that you would challenge them afresh in their hearts today about the godly legacy that they're leaving. Lord God, it's not too late to start. Father, I remember the day that my father asked me to forgive him for something he did. And Lord God, that was just an incredible godly moment for me. And Lord God, I know that you want us to not only show our humanity in the sense of just being normal, but show that we can make mistakes and that, Lord God, that we can be forgiven, that we can move on. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help these men to wipe the dust off their feet today and that they would start afresh if they need to. Lord God, that we would see our children and our children's children being a glory to you. And so, Father, I pray that you would overshadow every man in this place right now. those that are going to be fathers in the future. I pray that you would sow into them just an incredible deep desire. Lord, I think of the song that Dan sung and just the reflection of him being a dad and just sitting there with his son in his arms. Lord God, and just the way that you just gave him revelation, not only of the incredible gift that you placed in his hands, but Lord God, the gift that he is to you and how much you love him. So Lord, just overshadow every man. And for this day, I pray that you would just let it be a day of joy, a day of happiness, a day of, Lord God, living, knowing that you are our Father and that you love us. Father, we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.